Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 46 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. So today's podcast episode, instead of focusing on one topic, I will be doing a question and answer session through the questions which I have received through my Instagram, Facebook and my email. So I hope you find this session very helpful. So question number one, how difficult was it to manage your professional life? When Arian was 2 years old, I began working. Being a flight attendant was difficult to manage as I did not have a traditional 9-to-5 job. We had a nanny at that time, so it was very helpful. Both me and my husband traveled for work, but we made sure one of us was always home and we always worked the opposite schedules. I transitioned from full-time to part-time, which helped me spend less time away from home. In addition, I was able to work only day flights, which was beneficial. I'm grateful I could work being a special needs mom. Question number two, have you got any SSI for your child? So SSI stands for Supplemental Security Income in the United States. No, we did not get any SSI for our son. Question number three, how long does autistic child take to speak? It depends on every child, as autism is a spectrum. Some develop verbal speech and many don't. Early intervention is very important when you see any kind of a delay in a child. A speech therapist will be able to guide and help you. Question number four, what age would you recommend ABA? So ABA stands for Applied Behavior Analysis. It is better to start earlier. We started our son with ABA around 3 years of age. It is advisable to speak to an ABA center who can provide you further help with it. Question number five. How often do we have to get the evaluation from a psychologist or a psychiatrist? I'm not a clinician, but as far as I know, ADOS test can be repeated. A psychologist will be able to guide you with it. Question number six. Can I enroll my child in a normal preschool apart from therapy for peer interaction? School will surely be beneficial. Both ABA therapist and the school will be the best people to advise you as to what kind of a therapy mix will be most beneficial for your child, as not all interventions are appropriate for every child on the spectrum. Question number seven. Can we train a 3-year-old autistic son at home completely? It is important to have a trained therapist who can guide you in the process. They will be able to assess your child and determine their strengths and needs and design an individualized program for your child. Carryover of therapy is very important for children with autism to make maximum gains. Question number eight. What is adapted books? Adapted books are books which are used to help children with disabilities to work on their literacy skills. They have movable pieces which the child can use to work on literacy skills by making it a little bit interactive. Question number nine. How is quality of therapy in Canada? In Canada, there are long wait lists to get access to government-funded ABA services. Most people pay out of pocket for ABA services till the child gets picked up for government-funded ABA. We pay out of pocket for speech and OT. The quality of therapy is good if you find the right service provider. Question number 10. What are signs of seizures? Seizures are the result of uncontrolled electrical activity between the brain cells. Common symptoms include involuntary stiffening or jerking of muscles, confusion, loss of consciousness. There are different kinds of seizures. Our son suffers from Landau-Kleffner syndrome. Many children with autism do have a diagnosis of seizures as well. Question number 11. How to know if the child is low, mild or extreme autistic? A developmental pediatrician, psychologist are qualified for diagnosing autism in children. Autism is a spectrum. They will diagnose the child and assess the severity of autism based on their assessment and the degree to which the child is affected by the disorder. They can determine the severity of an autism, whether it is mild, moderate or severe. So I hope you have found this session very helpful. Follow me on Instagram at Autism Family Story. I post lots of helpful information on Instagram. So make sure you follow me over there. If you want me to address any particular topic for my podcast, send me a DM or email me. My email address is in the show notes. If you like my podcast, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, which will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.